When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Serene Siren on the couch. Well, I guess it's not a couch today. It is a chair. But thank you for coming to Private Talk. I appreciate you coming on time, coming with a lovely attitude. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more. So please introduce yourself to Private Talk.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you. You're one of my favorites.
Oh, I love it.
And I was told to say thank you from back home, too, because you've given a lot of good times to a lot of my friends.
Where's back home?
I like to say I'm from Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome, Vegas. I hope you keep watching this big Texas booty, because it's a lot. You know?
It is.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It's great. But I'm, Serene Siren, and I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So let's get down to business. How did you get into the industry? You've been in the business for 7 years now. Did you start with, you know, shooting with or starting with an agent? Did you just go jump into porn scenes? Did you dabble in the OF? How did you get your start, and how did you get to be at this chair right now?
A little different than most people, I'd say. Okay. I always wanted to be a model. I started with doing, I would say, normal modeling for quite a while.
And what is normal modeling? Like catalog
hair,
work and kind of like those types of stuff?
Hair, coats, dresses, shoes, you know, that type of thing. And I loved it. I even did maternity modeling for a while. I did nursing modeling for a while. I was in Cosmopolitan and Vogue and that type of thing.
Amazing.
When I was younger. And then there was a furniture company that had worked with my partner at the time a few different times, and they did nude modeling. Mm. And I always
Unique. Furniture company does nude modeling?
Yeah. Okay. It's called the Tantra Chair.
Okay.
And it's, you know, a beautiful, swoopy chair that now they have some knockoffs, but this was one of a kind and very classy company. And they asked me many times. They really liked my look. They really liked the connection that I had with my partner, and he'd worked for them a couple times before with other models, but they would always do fake poses.
Okay.
So, you know, they would get into a sex position and do simulated sex. So it'd be like soft core.
Okay.
And they really wanted me. And they kept asking, and they kept raising the rate, and they kept raising the rate. And so finally, I had, you know, two small children at the house, and I needed to feed them. So finally, I gave in.
Okay.
And we ended up having just an incredible experience there. And pretty much blew people's minds. I was really flexible.
And this
flexible.
Is all just from like pictures? Was it video in
video.
This chair?
Okay. So pictures and video, but it still didn't show hardcore. Like it wasn't pussy spreads. You didn't see the dick going in. But you know, sometimes
it's like Cinemax-y type of thing.
Yeah.
Like kind of getting the viewers going about trying to get their product and things like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it was mostly to show off all the different positions that you could do on this chair. And afterwards,
did you learn a thing or two?
I taught them a thing or two.
Okay,
yeah, like I did
it.
All these crazy gymnastics style positions that just instantly went viral, and the company absolutely loved it. Thought that, you know, this is what we made the chair for.
Amazing.
So they had me come back in a couple more times.
Did they give you one of your very own?
Yes, I still have it. I bet this is actually my second because the first one and we used it too much.
How do you use a chair too much? Do you break it? Is it like
it just started to get kind of worn? Okay. You know, it was like 9 years into using it and it started to get a little worn.
Your money's worth.
Yeah, and you know the first one had like these little, you know, they're leather and it had those little studs.
Okay.
On the sides. And I didn't really love those because when you're nude,
it's getting in the way of things. Yeah, it's hurting your body.
Hard, like, yeah, you know. And so I wanted one of the new ones that they had that were just seamless.
Okay.
And didn't have any of the studs. So I got one of those.
Nice. So after you did your work there, you really enjoyed it. They really were impressed by you. Where do you go next from there?
I ended up signing up with an agency, Ideal Image. And unfortunately, it was after I stopped breastfeeding. So my big natural boobies that I had during the tantra chair had kind of disappeared.
Okay.
And they were now like flat tires.
Was that a problem for you or the companies?
It was a problem for me.
Okay.
No companies really seemed to mind because that was the look back then, was being really skinny and, you know, kind of, I was just flat, you know, flat all over. And it wasn't a problem for them. But once I started getting the pictures back and getting the content back, I wasn't happy with it.
Okay.
You know, I had gotten spoiled with having big mommy milkers and I missed that bounce. So I actually stopped doing it. This is back in like 2013 or 2014. And I stopped doing it for a good 6 years.
Okay.
Because I just wasn't feeling myself. So then I ended up crowdfunding a boob job.
Okay.
And started to fall in love with my body again. I was getting really into hot yoga and felt like
so you felt that again. After you got your boobs done.
Yeah, okay. And my kids were older and
so it was like kind of about getting your identity back of like what made you feel like a woman, and that was kind of like the first step to kind of get you there.
Correct. And I had kind of had a bad breakup with my baby daddy and it was, you know, kind of drawn out and all that. So this was after I had gotten over that and after I started to become my own independent self.
Okay.
And so when I came back to the industry, it was really my choice. It wasn't because, you know, other people thought that I should or they were calling me a porn star, so I might as well. Mm-hmm. It was, I want to show this off.
For sure.
You know, and the sex life was slowed down at the time, and I was craving pussy. Like, I didn't have any pussy available to me, and I really missed that.
Okay.
So, I've always been a lesbian porn star for mainstream.
Okay.
Other than the tantra chair, I did a few.
So, you've never done boy-girl?
I did boy-girl. I actually got a contract with Naughty America to do boy-girl with my current partner, and we did 3 out of 10 and just decided it wasn't for us.
Was he a performer already, or did y'all come in together and only decided to do a package deal?
He only performed with me, and it just, he's so sweet. Like, he's such a, you know, he's a homebody.
So is he like a lover? And everyone's like, open up, I can't see anything.
Exactly.
And you're like, no, but she's mine.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to see that.
Exactly.
No offense, but it's like home tapes are one thing, you know what I mean? But it's like also an entertainment industry for a reason where it's like, you know, if that was the case, then anybody can just do it and then not watchable stuff. So it's like, you know, but it's really cool to at least try it together and see like, hey, this really works for me, but being honest. And I think that in relationships, you know, is like the nice guy, whatever, sometimes would just do it because you wanted to do it.
Exactly.
Where it's like, at least, you know, held his own. I was like, you know, love you. This isn't for me, but okay.
He was definitely doing it for me, for my career, for the, you know, the notoriety or the traffic, that type of thing. And the first few were great. We did an awesome job. He was excellent at VR, but it came to like this tiny little room that we were doing an office scene in. And they wanted us to, you know, spoon on a desk with 4 dudes in this tiny room, you know, hovering around us, and the lights are all fucking hot. And it just, it really wasn't for us.
Yeah.
You know, I ended up paying them to get the fuck off that set and never worked for them again.
So. Okay. So definitely a bad experience.
Yeah. But I mean, they were trying to call in Johnny Castle. They're like, Johnny Castle's in the next room. I'm like, that's not the deal, though. That's not what I signed up for. That's not what I want to do.
Well, good for you for standing in your own and not feeling tempted to like sway away to make somebody else's like decision easier for them. Because I feel like, you know, a lot of people would be like, okay, fine, I need to do it because they got this lump sum of money, which I feel like is it great money? Yes. But I also also think that is like, it has to, you know, align with your morals and what your moral compass is and things like that. Because at the end of the day, if you feel bad about it, then why would you want
to
do it?
Yeah. And to me, my home life is priority, you know, keeping everybody happy and healthy and sane at home is way more important than, you know, obviously I would make a shit ton more money if I did boy girl. Mm-hmm. I could kill it. Okay. But that's not my current goal.
Saving your pee for your man at home. And there's nothing wrong with that. Are you still with your partner that...
Yes, we're 8 years now. Okay. So it's been quite a while and I'm still very happy. Congrats. And, you know, we do OnlyFans together and, you know, other clip sites or whatnot. But...
So after you, that contract didn't work for you because it was boy girl, but you said that you've always been a lesbian performer. Did you continue working for other studios after that point? Do you still do things with other girls or is it just solo stuff?
Definitely love pussy.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was my whole goal getting into this was that, I don't know, I just couldn't attract hot sexual women that were really into eating pussy at home. So,
do you find it because you're not in the right environments for that, or do you think that women are intimidated? Because I feel like the same way. It's like, I mean, in a sense of people could say they're bisexual or like they're just lesbians or whatever, but in the outside world, when you get two pretty girls in the same place, sometimes they're not necessarily going to be attracted to each other because of either ego or, mm-hmm. you know, variables and the things. So it's like, but I want to fuck you, but how do you get to that point?
Yeah,
so it just never happened in your personal life. And so you're like, well, damn, I just got to go back in the industry.
Pretty much that. Like I'd had some successful threesomes and had some successful relationships with other women, but it almost always ended up being that they would become attached to the man and like start to try to take the man away. I'm like, no, I want you to like me, you know? So it works out really well for me because I love women. And it's really nice to be able to show up on set, have someone that's professional, have someone that's super clean, and also at like this crazy caliber of hotness that I can't really get in normal life.
Okay.
Or if you do, they're psycho and you don't really want them to know where you live, you know, don't really want them to have access to you.
So who are some of your favorite performers to work with?
Oh man, so many. London River is one of my favorites. She's just so sexual and so soft, and I love when she wraps her thighs around my face.
Thighs save lives.
Oh my gosh, I love her. Yes, exactly. She's done quite a few things with me before, from, you know, hot normal GGs to cat fights and wrestling where I literally do pass out in between her thighs. Love that. Nicole Aria is an up-and-coming rising star that I really like. She's kind of got that super fit body.
Okay.
You can tell she works out a lot, really toned, and has so much energy, and just her smile will light up your life. My good friend Sabina Rouge, shout out to her, because she is so stunning to look at. And she's got those pillow lips that just, you just want them all over your body.
Keep,
you know,
kissing you.
Yes. And she really genuinely likes pussy and wants to get in there and get messy.
That's a plus. I feel like a lot of girls in the industry, at least when I was shooting with girls, it's like there's the ones that will just do scenes with girls, but they're not really into girls. So it's like, I really like the girls that are like really like girls, because I feel like it comes across way better, I feel like, on camera, because the chemistry is just there. I feel like with guys, you can kind of fake it, but with girls, there's no faking it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing one-on-one scenes, for sure.
I think one of my least favorite things is when the girl won't open up her mouth. Like, she'll just give you the...
No, like, pecs.
Okay, come on.
You're like, give me
that's
more.
That's okay to get started. I love that when it starts off slow, right? And, like, you have to kind of get them warmed up, and then they start giving you tongue.
All right.
But Alex Cole is one of my favorite kissers. She's great at kissing and, you know, lets me suck on her tongue and spit play and all that.
Okay, that's get really down fun. And dirty and all up in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and like she's got that booty.
Okay. So you talked about these girls that you love to work with. Mm-hmm. Is there maybe a wish list that you have not worked with yet that you kind of want to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you're off the table, but Angela White, for sure. Definitely want to work with her. I was just watching your podcast with Kazumi and I saw her at AVN and thought that she was just stunning and so sexual. I love it when they genuinely like sex and are in it for that, like you were saying.
You can definitely tell, like, I feel like when you, who's hiding it and who's not. And she's definitely someone that is very strong willed about her sexuality and like how she is in the world. And I think that's really important to have for these new set of like performers coming in, because you have the mixture of the OF girls and girls that have been doing like the kind of cross promoting now and doing mainstream porn.
Right.
Where it's like, I think that you could tell the ones that just kind of fit in with it. It was because it's just what they want to do and who they are.
Right. Exactly. Where it's more of their personality than just a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Blake Blossom. I really like her a lot too. And we were supposed to be together recently and it just didn't work out. Different things happened, but she's definitely still on my wish list.
Okay.
Definitely want to get with her. Yeah, I don't know. The list goes on.
All right. That's sure. Good list. If you could change jobs, would you? And what would you do?
Ooh, I don't know. I really, really like this. And I feel as though as long as I can keep going with it, that I wouldn't change jobs. I technically have a degree in technical communication, so I could kind of go more behind the scenes and do more like the directing and the search engine optimization and the websites and the graphic design and that type of thing. So I think if I do retire, I'll do more of that. I did direct 12 movies, 48 scenes for Girlfriend Films.
Awesome.
And that was really fun. I loved that. But during COVID, everything just kind of changed. You know, I did very specific movies like Fit Chick Click, where the girls all had to be, you know, strong and had to know how to wrestle. And you can't just fill that position really easy. And right now, the cancellation rates are just insane. And so I don't know. It's not
worth it sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not worth it, but it's not worth it.
You know? Yeah, because I write all my own movies and, you know, I cast all my own movies. So I can't just pick Jane Doe off the roster and toss her in there.
So let's talk about that. You say you write your own movies, you do all these things. Is it something that you base maybe a movie or like a movie on someone, or do you just completely just write the movie yourself and then kind of fill in the characters? How does that kind of process work?
More of the scenario. So like I'll pick a scenario and write that out, and then I'll find sometimes like Ariel X was a definite for my Fit Chick Click because she is like the known wrestler and she has been in the industry for so long, and she's a director herself, and she was one of the first people that kind of discovered me as Serene and launched my career, because I started at now I can't remember what it's called, but it's her site that she does the competitive wrestling. It was based off of Ultimate Surrender for Kink. And so I made sure to put her in there and kind of wrote her role specifically for her. But otherwise, it's mostly based off of different scenarios, things that have happened in my life. I did one, Alien Rhapsody, that was a lot more esoteric. And it was about, you know, a woman that got possessed by an alien, and it was,
so you've got a wild imagination.
Okay,
that works.
And that was with Lacey Lennon, and she's one of my favorite girls to work with too, because man, she goes hard. She makes me actually come, and she's so slappy down there. I love it.
Okay, who do you go to advice for?
Google.
Google is your friend.
If I'm gonna be honest, Google. I'm a very independent person, so I like to look inward for advice, and I don't trust many people either. So, yes, I like to talk to my boyfriend about everything. Like, he is great at giving me advice, and he's great at soothing me when I'm anxious or, you know, doubting myself, that type of thing. But if it's something that, like, I need to learn or I need some grand scheme, then yeah, I go to Google, because you can get all sorts of professionals to tell you what's up.
Google University. I like it.
Yeah.
What social media platform do you use the most?
X.
Okay.
Formerly known as Twitter.
It's so weird to hear it like that. Yeah. I'm like, X.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a little wonky now that Elon has it, but it's always been the one that is, you know, if I've got some question like, where do I get lingerie in LA? I'll post that on Twitter and I'll get, you know, 50 different replies from women in LA saying, oh, go here, go here, go here.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And I love being able to show my titties.
Those are always good. Free the nipples.
Yeah.
Free the nipples. I walked exactly. in Times Square like that, you know, it's from movement. I feel like, well, no, why not?
Yeah. What about you? What do you like to use the most?
I'm more on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm more pictures and okay. like stimulated that way visually. I do like Twitter for other things, but if my go-to is definitely Instagram.
Okay. I think I have a little bit of a hate for Instagram. I love it, but I hate
because
it
of the
because
censorship?
I'm on my third already.
What have you done to get yourself banned? Or not banned, but
that's
like your
thing.
Third thing. Because I feel like yeah. That is one thing that I get about the platform that I will say, especially within the last year to two, from the shadow bans and, mm-hmm. Just even censoring what we're doing. You can't even say certain things, which I understand to a degree. But I feel like I think that sex workers are highly targeted.
Yes.
Even, IG models and, in that whole realm these days because they're not making money from it. And it's a money thing. But yeah.
Yeah, I think the first one was my hashtags. My hashtags were too racy,
okay.
supposedly.
What hashtags are those? You can say them here at Private Talk.
like Titty Tuesday.
That's
can't say that one.
No, that's not fun. I used to do Team Texas Tuesdays.
Oh, okay. Girls kissing girls is apparently not allowed. You can say girls who like girls. Or women who love women, but you can't say girls kissing girls anymore.
That's interesting. I'm always like, who makes these rules and why?
And one of them got deleted because I did have pictures kissing girls.
Oh, okay.
And, one of them, like my hand was below her boob.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even on her boob. And they said that was too sexual. So I don't know. I guess it's a fine line because the one that I have now, I feel like I've been racier with my photos. I'm showing thongs and, I've never showed booty hole underneath my thongs or anything like that. But I feel like I have just gotten better at my hashtags, keeping hashtags to a minimum, not posting as much because then they might think you're spam.
Mm.
And it seems to have worked so far.
For sure. Algorithm is very different. I feel like nobody really knows to crack how to crack the code. I feel like anything, it's only making girls do more OnlyFans stuff to put those pictures that are being flagged and things like that. So,
that's true.
It's catch 22. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, for their traffic purposes, I can understand why, it's kind of annoying to kind of have to go through those hoops. But there's always loopholes, it's a way to get around it. So.
Another one was keeping the watermark on the bottom. Mm. If it says, something too racy on the bottom with a .com, they'll flag those pictures too. And I didn't know that either.
You just never know. I feel like they come up with rules all the time.
Yeah.
New ones all the time.
Yeah. Gotta constantly be learning.
What one subscription can you not live without?
Ooh. My Apple Music subscription.
Apple Music. So you're a big music head?
Yeah. And I know there's all these different sites, but I've got an iPhone and I do, 9-hour long drives all the time. And I swear music teleports me. And
what is your music genre?
Oh, well, I like to bounce around, but I'd say right now it's pretty house and techno-y just because that bass keeps me going. It kind of keeps me in a trance.
Okay.
So I've been really enjoying a lot of the new kind of EDM style music.
Do you masturbate to that kind of music?
Oh, yeah.
You got excited. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially when it has one of those real good 808 basses in the background and just, but I used to be way more into rap and way more into rock. I like to drum. So there's a lot of rock playlists on my phone as well.
Okay. What would you say is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, geez. Not washing your hands.
Mm. Is this post-COVID or always?
Kind of always. One of my sons was born in the NICU and he was in the hospital for 3 months and they taught you to have to, wash all the way up to here and you had to do it for over a minute and, just really taught me about germs and, if you're going to be fingering me, I want them to be clean. So
that's not too much to ask for. That is definitely not too much to ask for.
Yeah, I think that and just letting the water run too long. When, you're not using it.
Okay. So wastefulness?
Like yeah, wasting water is kind of a pet peeve of mine.
Okay. Let's see. How do you define cheating? You're in a relationship, but you're also, you work with females.
Yeah.
What do you define cheating as?
doing it without the other person's knowledge, hiding it, keeping it secret, trying to do it on a different platform, or, you know,
now,
just
are you
not communicating
sexually or communicating wise. Because like some people think that if you have, you know, a communication or like open lines of communication emotionally, that's cheating. Or is it just a physical thing for you?
I mean, I guess I would have to include emotional on there too, to some degree. Like if you're texting or messaging someone before you say good morning to me or something like that, like, yeah, that might be a little much. Luckily, I haven't really been put in that situation too much. It's usually very sexual in nature. But my current guy hasn't really done anything bad to me like that. But my ex was, you know,
he was a cheater.
Yeah, he was a cheater for sure. And it definitely broke me down.
Have you ever cheated?
I did on my ex, yeah.
Did you get caught?
I kind of wanted to.
So, to like get him back, revenge.
Yeah,
sex?
Yeah. At that point, I was just like, "Fuck you."
Okay, then nothing
like,
wrong with
that.
Like
I can do it too.
I mean, you said you're a Gemini, and Geminis can get feisty.
Yeah,
so we know how that rolls here at Private Talk.
The other side came out, and you know, he was very hot, so it was worth it.
Describe your first sexual experience. How was that for you?
Like sex, right? Not doing other things. Well, I was in a relationship for a couple years with a guy that was a few years older than me, and he was also a virgin, and he was huge. He was so big. He was Italian and pretty much
how
all
big
dick.
Is huge? Show private talk for the.
I mean, it was. I think it had to be 9 inches, and he was
so
uncut,
like
and he was like, I literally couldn't. I couldn't even close my hands around it, like big boy.
So like this. Bigger.
Let's see.
Thicker?
No, a little bit skinnier than that.
Okay.
Yeah, but long. Maybe 2 cups tall or I don't know. It was huge.
All right.
And it was my first, you know, so.
Go big or go home. Did you go home?
He did go home with me quite a few times.
All right, so you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But the first time was very painful.
Okay.
But we knew that it was going to be that way, and he was very nice to me. And took his time, and I mean, he really didn't get it in more than an inch or two.
Okay,
the first couple
just the
times,
tip.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just the tip was good enough.
Yeah, but he was like so cute because I remember beginning. You know, we would dry hump, and he would literally come in his pants, and he would come so easily from blowjobs.
You know, all those things that you forget.
Like
about.
Even though I couldn't wrap my mouth around it for like the first couple inches,
he better give great hand jobs if that was the case.
Yeah, well, he taught me. Eventually, I learned how to deep throat. I learned on a big dick. So by the end of our relationship, I knew how to handle it, and
nice.
I could spin on it. I could take all of it down my throat.
I like it.
Yeah, he trained me well.
I like it. Is there anything you regret saying no to? That you wish you could go back and say yes?
Oh, man. Nothing off the top of my head, actually. I think I'm more of a yes and then regret not saying no.
Okay. It's a little reverse system.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, maybe there was one time that there was a really beautiful girl. Actually, she looks a lot like you. And
must be hot.
I said no to that threesome because, yeah, she is. Not as hot as you, though. Don't worry. But I ended up saying no to that because I thought that she was too immature. And I didn't like that she was pretty intoxicated and smelled like cigarettes. I don't know. There was all these different reasons.
Well, you lost me at cigarettes. I'm like, I'm getting into smells and like the hygiene is the very thing. Like,
and just, you know, her lingo and all that. She was young. She was like 19. And she had a boyfriend. And she was like bragging about cheating on her boyfriend. So the whole thing, I didn't like her personality. But looking back on it, it would have been a really hot threesome.
You just had to tell her, shh, don't talk.
Yeah, and here's some perfume. Here's my shower.
Wait, so you, I like, think that might them, be a you know, before? What is one thing that you would say is unique about you?
I don't know. I think maybe just the fact that I get along with a lot of people and I don't have too high of expectations on things. I'm kind of low maintenance and I like new experiences. So I think it makes me really good for this job. I'm a unique fit in a lot of different slots because I can do many different roles.
Okay.
And I can also turn it off. And I can go back home and be a mom and do the dishes and scrub the floors and cook and that type of
thing.
It's
the Gemini, you know?
Yeah.
Two best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Do you have any crazy fan or celebrity interactions? Being in the industry for 7 years, has anybody like done anything crazy, wild that stands out to you?
I mean, I did have a guy offer to buy me a house and he wanted to marry me and he was in his 60s and this is in between my guys.
How did that make you feel?
I mean, it was cool. Like, it felt nice to be spoiled.
Did you let him buy the house?
I kind of. He bought the house and I lived in it, but I didn't take it in my name because I didn't want, I've never wanted to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a lot for me. And
do you still live in the house?
I don't. No. Okay. Actually, I had him finance my current house that I'm in. So I'm paying it off.
But
he did
girl.
End up, technically, he did end up buying me a house. I'm just paying for it and I no longer see him. But
okay.
That was a little crazy. I had a guy from the Lakers sending me a bunch of money on Instagram and, you know, wanted to meet up with me and stuff, but I kept telling him I don't do meets.
How was he sending you money on Instagram?
Well, on Zelle.
Oh, okay.
Or not Zelle, sorry. Venmo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he knew your personal information for Venmo.
Well,
and he was sending it to you?
It's at Serene Siren.
Okay.
So
you hear
not
that?
Like,
private talk?
Yeah. Yeah. At Serene Siren. But that was really exciting because it was weird. He wasn't ever really talking sexual. He wasn't like sending me, oh, I can't wait to put my dick down your throat or anything
was
like that.
Just, it was I just want to talk and hang out or?
Yeah, and he would talk about his family and he would talk about my family and, you know, it was kind of interesting to me that someone is
sending me. Do you still communicate with this person?
They got deleted off Instagram and I never talked to them
never
again.
Never talked to him?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't want to say.
Fair enough.
Because he has a family and I can see why he didn't want people
to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I had to ask.
But we would talk about, you know, like different things to cook and different songs and, you know, shows that kids like. Yeah, it was interesting.
Okay. Do you watch porn solo or do you watch it with your partner?
A little bit of both. I definitely watch a lot of porn myself. I love watching porn. I always have. Since high school, I always have. And it started with Two Girls, One Cup. That was the first porn I'd ever seen.
Adventurous out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, okay. And like, I don't know, I was still very strict in my own personal life. Like, I was, you know, gymnast, and I worked two jobs, and I got straight A's and all that. So for me to see girls being able to do such crazy wild things and love it and not feel ashamed for being sexual, because I was always like ashamed to be labeled a slut or whatever.
Do you think that's what kind of helped you drive yourself to maybe get in the industry yourself?
Yeah, because I wanted that freedom. I wanted that independence. I wanted to, you know, be able to look hot and not feel bad about it. And I've always had like a welterweight pussy, and this pussy wants to, you know, go out.
You got the belt, girl.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Be a champion.
Okay.
What would your wrestling name be?
Oh, I was Extreme Serene.
Oh. Okay. Extreme Serene. Hand jobs or blow jobs?
I like to do both. I like to do a little basket weaving while I'm blowing.
We're going to do one or the other in these next series of questions.
Okay.
You got to pick one. So hand jobs, blow jobs.
Okay, blow job. Yeah, definitely blow job.
Short or fat? Dick size.
Fat.
Long or skinny?
Long.
What or who was the oldest partner you've ever had?
65.
Youngest partner you've ever had?
I'm not allowed to say. I was technically young then, though, so.
Well,
I guess, as an adult?
Yeah.
19.
Okay.
Actually, 18. What am I talking about? I just did a gangbang with an 18-year-old. Reverse gangbang.
How was that?
It was really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like this. Her name's Aria Valencia, and she's this little 18-year-old that's all super bubbly, and she's all upside down and pile driver while six different MILFs were eating her pussy and going crazy on her.
Nice.
So that was really fun.
Have you ever been flued out?
Oh, yeah, actually, the person that I was talking about is a pilot, so he would fly me around. And
the one that bought the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he would fly you everywhere?
He would personally fly me places.
Where was the craziest, coolest place that maybe that you went on with him?
Catalina Island.
Mm.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. I got to do some flips in the back of the the airplane. That was cool.
Flips on the dick or flips on the what?
he was flying, so it was just me in the back like, wee.
How funny. Have you ever tasted your own cum?
Of course.
What does it taste like? Tell Private Talk what it tastes like.
Vanilla, cream, and a little bit of strawberry, because I like to use strawberry lube.
Ooh, okay. Nice little mixture. Do you masturbate more than you have sex?
I guess so, yes. I guess so. I have a lot of sex, too, but
okay.
I do like to rub it out quite often.
How often do you say you masturbate a week?
Well, on shooting weeks, like this week, I can't masturbate as much because I don't want to mess it up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So there's a whole regimen of before you go, okay.
When I'm home, at least a couple times a day. I like to do it morning and night. Sometimes I'll sneak off into the bedroom and horny just rub one out. I like to rub on my fist so it's real quiet and easy, but I've blown out a few Hitachis too.
Hitachis are a fave.
Yeah, I have definitely ran through those.
Would you attend the swingers party?
Oh, I would definitely attend. I don't know if I'd participate yet. I think maybe once, my kids are older and I feel even more free, I would. I guess if it was all lesbians, I would, but that doesn't really happen.
Okay.
But I would definitely attend and
sounds
watch.
Sounds fun. I mean, it sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah. If it was 20 hot girls all in a puddle, fuck yes, count me in. But okay. I would definitely be there, film, maybe apply some lube. Okay. And just watch.
Sexting or FaceTime? Which do you prefer?
Sexting, because I'm a busy girl.
Okay.
And so I like to do stuff in between and then, read something and finger a little bit. And then I like the buildup. I like the anticipation. And I think FaceTime, I'm just kind of more it feels more like work.
Okay.
It feels more like you're doing a cam show or a live show of some sort.
Fair enough. What excites you most about the future?
I'm excited because it feels like I'm finally kind of blossoming. I feel like my reach is expanding and I'm blowing up, I guess. And in my niche as a MILF lesbian performer, that was really hard to work up to. That was definitely a ladder I had to climb rung by rung. So I think right now it feels more like I'm in the top of the tree. I climbed up the trunk and now I'm in the top of the tree and I can bounce around the branches and I can enjoy the fruits of my labor. And that's awesome. Really exciting.
Yeah, I love that. Where would you say is the weirdest place that you've ever masturbated?
Oh, well, I've masturbated in an elevator before, masturbated on the beach before. I fucked on a fire escape before. That was really fun.
You seem adventurous. I love it. I love it.
Masturbated at a restaurant before.
Okay. I like those. Those are all really great ones. Yeah. All right. Last question before we start Truth with Texas.
Okay.
A little crazy, a little wild. We'll see what you're all about. Right. Have you ever watched midget porn?
Oh, not specifically.
Okay.
But I like Tiny Texas or Tiny Texie is her name.
Okay.
And she's itty bitty and she loves to just get tossed around. And, I'm a big fan of standing 69 because it's a very difficult position and it's fucking hot.
It is, but it's very, you gotta really trust somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Me being a big girl, I know how many people can pick me up, but I have had it happen in my personal life.
And it's hot.
Very sexy. I think once or twice in porn.
Okay.
I think Damon Dice maybe did.
Yeah. I did it twice in the ones that I directed. Once on me with Ariel X.
Okay.
And she's so strong. So, she was literally picking me up into her mouth and then she lays me down into front handspring, into front back bend, and then sits on my face while she's still holding my
Sounds
back.
Sounds like a pro.
Oh, God, it was so fucking hot. And then another time with Ember Snow and Bella Roland, where Bella Roland was, holding up Ember Snow and using her really well.
Do you ever pick up the ladies that you perform with?
Yes. Okay. I like to consider myself strong and I'm kind of into the whole lift and carry fetish.
Okay.
So yes, I like to whenever I can. I'm not always paired with someone that I can or that's comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. Or, you're wearing heels that are too big. Mm-hmm. But I do try to whenever I can, especially after a scene, if I can lift them up and like romantically carry them off into the distance.
I love how adventurous you are. You seem that you really like, you really kind of like lean into your sexuality, your femininity, and like really kind of like seeing what makes you who you are as a performer, which I think is why you've probably been as successful as you have been, and why you're on the top of that tree.
Thank you.
That's awesome. All right, guys, now we're gonna get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. We got to get to know you. Now we're gonna get to know a little bit more spicy, a little bit more kinky, a little bit more naughty, a little bit more romantic.
Okay.
All right. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
I guess not, because I heard you ask this question to someone else, and I'm like, what's the most romantic thing I've done? And I guess not, because yes, I've done things like, you know, not hide and seek, but like when you hide the different things.
Like a treasure hunt type of thing.
Thank you. Treasure hunt before with little gifts. And, you know, I've done the rose petal, but they're all kind of cliche.
Okay.
So to me, when I was thinking, well, what's romantic about my life right now? And it's honestly the really simple things. It's waking up, making coffee for my man, making breakfast, you know, making sure that the things are clean, that I'm wearing something sexy.
So would you say that your love language is like acts of service? Is that how you give love?
Like bonding, spending time together.
So time spent.
You know, and a lot of times it's the environment. Mm. So, you know, having a picnic next to the river. I love that kind of thing. You know, fucking on the top of a mountain. That's romantic to me.
Okay.
More than like, you know, getting gifts or...
But I think it's always like everybody's, you know, ideal of like what romance is completely different. That's why it's like, I think when people really leaning into what their love languages are, I think that that's kind of like, if it's to small things, if it's time spent, or if it's, you know, gift giving, or, you know, words of affirmation. And I think that that's what kind of means. I think for me, it's more of... The more you listen and you're in tune, the small things are more romantic sometimes than the bigger things.
Exactly. Little things that just are specific to you, that you know that they know you.
Pulls on your heartstrings.
Yeah, yeah. I've done things like make songs with my partner. Okay. You know, he plays guitar and I play drums and I love to rap and sing. So,
all right.
Like, that's pretty romantic.
Yeah, I like that.
Nothing that I'd want to show the world yet or anything.
Yeah,
but
she
fun.
Said, yeah.
Yeah.
What is your favorite place to be kissed?
Oh, I love getting my neck kissed. I think that's really romantic. I love my inner thighs kissed. And
so sensual.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of a hand person. So okay. I love it when, like, my hand gets held and someone kisses the top of my hand. That's, like, so chivalrous
to
me.
Why are you so shy when you say that? Embrace it, girl. Be like, kiss my hand, please.
Yeah, like, please.
Like, hey, let's see. What are some deal breakers for you in a relationship?
Ooh, hygiene. You know, not washing properly, not, you know, smelling rancid all the time. I really don't like that. Being too much of an alcoholic. It's one thing to, you know, like your drinks.
Overindulge.
And to have fun. Yeah, but overindulge, I think, kind of with anything, I guess. I don't... cheating. like obsessive cheating once, twice. If we can communicate and we can get past it, then cool.
Yeah.
But if you're like constantly making me feel insecure, no.
Okay.
Obviously being violent, domestic violence is not okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're gonna make me feel little all the time, then no.
Yes. We need someone to uplift you. We need someone to bring you down. Life's too short to have to deal with any of that nonsense,
but
girl.
Also, music taste. Mm. That was one of the big deal breakers with the older guy, is that...
Why, was he listening to oldies and classics?
It was just...
And he wouldn't listen to
constantly, like, folk. It was, like, so much folk and, you know...
I've never heard that. You could break up with somebody from their music taste. But
like, it's really important. If you can't ever listen to the same playlist, or, you know, like have the same songs on in the car and feel like fired up together, it's a deal breaker.
You're like rocking and he's like,
what the
fuck?
Or if he was like only into heavy metal or only into country and didn't listen to anything, any of those things. Where
we need diversity.
Like, yeah, okay. I need that variety.
It's the Gemini in you.
Yeah.
You can't stick with one thing. We need it all.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go through a couple of things again. You're going to have to pick one or the other.
Okay.
Making out or cuddling?
Making out.
Cut or uncut?
I like My guy right now is cut, but I would really like uncut cock.
Okay, okay. We'll give you that one. I can see why you went both of them.
It just glides so nicely. I love the way it glides without lube.
Especially with anal.
Yeah.
Dinner or a movie date?
Oh, I love dinner. I love eating. Foodie. Yeah, man, food is such a way to my soul.
Okay. Giving or receiving?
Giving, for sure.
Lights on or lights off?
I like lights off because studio sex is always lights on, and it just feels more real when lights are dim or low.
It's more intimate.
Yeah, you get to feel more instead of, like, see more. Mm. Okay.
Hitachi or dildo?
Hitachi.
Let's see. What turns you on? You seem very sensual. You like the hand kisses. Yeah. What's something that you could just look at your partner and just be instantly turned on?
Eyes.
Eyes?
Yeah. I love sweet eyes. I love eye contact. And that includes when you're going down on me. Mm. I love that.
Okay.
Definitely.
Are you giving instructions while they're going down? Are you just enjoying the moment? Are you...
I used to have to give instructions, but now he's seriously just fucking amazing at it. Yeah. But also lips. Can I say another one?
Yes,
I really
of course.
Like lips because I'm a big kisser.
What do you like about lips?
I like them to seem like they're smiley.
Mm.
Like a little plump and I don't know. Okay. I like happy looking lips, if that makes any sense. It plays a lot.
The person needs to be smiling when before they kiss you. So yes, happy lips are a plus.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like bitch lips, I guess, where they're just always looking like they're
talking tight and not wanting to be invited.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next set of questions. Naughty questions.
Okay.
Do you like dirty talk?
Yeah, for sure.
What is an example of your dirty talk? Can you give us an example?
Yeah.
Give us.
Oh, please circle my clit. I love it when you get nasty with it. Make me drip. I'll smack my ass and pull my hair. Put your hand right there and choke me. Mm, tell me that I'm a naughty little slut. I love it when you spoil me with that cock. Give it to me harder. I want it faster. I want it rougher.
She's good, dirty talk. I like it. Lube or spit?
I guess I'm going to have to go with spit on this one because, and I heard someone say this, so I don't know if maybe it's in my brain, but she said, yeah, lube's great and all, but when you're in the moment, you don't want to have to stop to, like, grab it.
I'm a spitter.
But I do,
Well, not spitting things, but spitting for lube and spit, but yeah.
We do these pantyhose fetish videos where he fucks me through the pantyhose, and for that, you do need lube.
Okay.
Spit doesn't cut it because the nylons just kind of soak it up.
Like you're putting a hole in your tummy and it's just right through it?
Just right through it, like intact. And we've kind of found this niche that's been making me a lot of money, and I really actually like it.
It doesn't hurt the tip of his dick from being like raw from the pantyhose?
I get these ones that they're called 8D Ultra High Glossy, and they feel like, I don't know, super silky, soft, and I'm a texture person.
Yeah.
I'm a humper, and I love textures.
Okay.
And so for me, it really is exciting. And
okay.
I love it. There was this one brand that did kind of hurt his dick, but we found the right brand, I guess.
I like it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Do you role play?
Yeah, I love role play. I like being different characters.
What is your favorite character to be?
Naughty stepmom.
Okay.
Stepmom. And I like playing doctor.
I'm sure you've healed a lot of people.
Yes, yeah. I do like to think that I've got healing hands, and so I like playing doctor or nurse.
We talked about your biggest turn on. What is your biggest turn off? We know hygiene is one, but what else could you think of if you completely, before you even smelled the person, you're just overall,
okay,
like you said,
because I was about to say bad breath.
Yeah.
But, upspeak.
Okay, explain.
I don't like someone that's really condescending.
Okay.
Or very judgmental.
Okay, someone more like talking down to you.
Yeah,
okay.
Or like someone that, I don't know, I know a lot of girls like cocky guys, but I don't really like it when they're overly into themselves or, you know, downplaying everyone else around them. So I really think that being condescending is a huge turnoff to me.
Okay. Have you had a threesome in your personal life?
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah.
Love them.
I love threesomes.
Okay.
Yeah. Not with two guys. I've never had two guys at once, but
is that something that you are entertained by?
I might. I can't lie that I've seen.
I feel like if I saw your nipples, it'd be hard right now because you lit up like,
yeah. Well, I've seen a few porns like that. And I'm like, that does seem really hot just because I love giving head. I'm a very oral person.
Okay.
And my pussy loves to be stimulated. So I can see why giving head and getting pounded would, like,
having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it. I like it.
I do think that's on my to-do list. My partner actually has done a couple threesomes with another guy on his previous relationship.
Okay, so he's into it.
So I know he can do it.
Okay,
But it just haven't found the right guy yet.
We're going to speak it into existence. We're going to manifest it for you here at Private Talk. That's what we like to do.
Need an extra dick.
Need an extra
that
dick.
Won't make me get attached because
that's important.
I cock bond. It's kind of an issue. Bond. Yeah, I like to stay loyal to my dick and.
Cock bond.
Yeah.
I like it. You said you're good with oral sex. Are you sloppy? Are you clean? How do you get down?
It depends. I definitely love to be sloppy when I can, but I'm a swallower. So
I clean up that mess, girl.
Yeah, I like cleaning up my mess too, but I definitely do like getting it drippy and wet and
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and when I go down on a girl, I would like to make sure that it's nice and shiny and you know, very well lubricated. So
nice.
And I don't like to get my face in there.
So you don't worry about your makeup?
Yeah, no.
You're
I'm
down
like, if there's cum in my hair, there's cum dripping on my tits, I'm like, I did a good job.
Exactly. I'm going to say, that just means you did a great job.
That's my warrior paint.
Your eyelash over here,
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
On her butt cheek. You know?
That was one of the hottest things that a girl's ever done. She was going down on me, and her eyelash started to come up, and the director said something about it. And instead of like stopping and trying to fix it, she literally just whips it off and just goes right back to town on me. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Smart girl.
Get it.
All right, spicy questions. Who is your celebrity hall pass? What is one celebrity, if you were in your relationship, they hit you up in your DM and you're just like, you know what? I can pass.
Oh, man. Rihanna?
Like can it.
Does it have to be a guy?
It does not, because Rihanna is my girl crush, so I will let you have Rihanna.
I love her. I would, yeah.
We might have to share her, but you know.
Okay.
Have you ever broken up with someone because they were bad in bed?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you just ghost them? Did you tell them they were bad in bed? You just not repeat offend?
I definitely didn't tell them they were bad in bed.
Okay.
I just kind of slowly started to stop messaging. So, yeah, I guess like...
Ghost.
A weaning. Not so much of a ghosting, but just kind of a weaning.
And then it was gone.
Yeah, I thought he was really hot, but he had just like the skinniest dick and was, I don't know, seemed gay.
Okay.
He didn't really seem like he
was
not
into
that I'm
you,
against that, but
it just wasn't
not,
into you.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah. Have you ever stayed in a relationship for sex because it was so good? Have you stayed longer?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
Way too long?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
that the baby daddy?
Yeah.
We all make
dick.
Mistakes, but you know you have two beautiful children. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
No, but I have had sex while asleep and been woken up by sex.
So like sleep creep.
Okay. Yeah.
That's like a fetish out there.
Yeah, because
you
know,
it?
I like sleep on my side and I was sleeping naked and my
butt
was
kind of... Were you doing that on purpose? And you're like,
Well, I don't think so, but you know, I was like kind of scooting back to cuddle more and...
And it just fell in.
Yeah. he was like started playing with me a little bit first.
Sexy.
Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually? It could be on camera or it could be off camera.
Getting shit on.
That
I was doing strap-on anal and it had one of those, it was like one of those that come.
Okay.
So it had the hole in it
and
she over-prepared. And so it was watering. Everything was going great. We only had like 6 minutes left in the scene. And she went to hop off to change into a different position. And the dick like literally boing back at me. And like
flung at you.
Yeah, the shit water like went on my face, went all over. And like, and then it like got into my bush because the hole goes all the way down. And so then it was in my bush.
Did you rip it off immediately and just like be like.
Yeah, but the directors like started, you know, gagging and just like put their cameras down and walked out of the room. And this poor girl is
not
like.
The gag.
Plus she's like a fucking superstar. So I'm not going to, and I'm still a newbie at this point. So I'm not going to like make her feel bad. And she was, you know, like really embarrassed. And so I just. Got up, got the Clorox wipes, and you know, was not cleaning up me here. I got wipes for me here, yeah. But I had to clean the whole set. I had to clean myself. I, you know, like helped her get comfortable and rest for a minute.
Well, that's very nice of you as being a scene partner. And like, because most people would be like, oh, no, girl, do it yourself. I don't want any parts of this.
I made them go get a different dick so it wouldn't happen again. Okay.
Shitty situation, but it, you know, it looks like it came out alive.
Yeah. And I've done it again since and didn't have a problem.
You got back on that horse and you kept going.
Yeah.
Like that. All right, last set of questions. Kinky questions. Do you have any fetishes?
Yeah, the pantyhose fetish I was telling you about.
So is that something new that you kind of came into?
It was actually, I don't want to say too much and I hope my guy won't be mad at me, but I found some pantyhose and I was putting stuff away in his dresser one day and I found some pantyhose on the bottom and I was like, what the fuck is this?
You're like, whose are these?
Okay, it's time for you to tell you my fetish. And you know, I've always kind of been into pantyhose and they just feel really good.
Okay.
At first, I was like really turned off by it because I was like, only old ladies wear pantyhose.
And then you're like,
right? That's
weird. But then it's like, wait, is it weird or is it hot?
But then we did, you know, so then, you know, a couple of days later, I got myself some and I was wearing them. And, you know, he was like rubbing over my clit with his cock and it actually felt really fucking good. And I was like, wow, I actually kind of like this too.
Okay.
And then I was able to get them off with my thighs, you know, and that had never happened to me before.
So is it full pantyhose? Like the whole thing all the way up?
Yeah, but I get the seamless ones.
Okay, I'm just thinking as far as effect of like how far. So
they go up to here and it's like the full foot and all that.
Okay.
But I get the ones that are seamless, so they don't have the little, like, panty part in there. So it's just that, like, really nice nylon feel.
Okay.
And I don't know. Now I'm, like, really into it. I've even started a girl-girl series with it and tribbing.
Nice.
Nylon on nylon feels fucking incredible. Nice. It actually is really nice.
It's going to be, like, Spider-Maning all these girls.
Yeah.
All these things. Bondage, yes or no?
Yeah, I like bondage. It's hot.
The first time I ever squirted
was when I was all tied up and suspended from a
So you
ceiling.
Like being the submissive one in the bondage scenarios?
Yeah, I've done both.
Okay.
But I'm not as, like, I don't know how to tie and that type of thing. So I feel more comfortable in the submissive role just because I have more experience.
Okay. Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
Yeah.
Did you keep going? Did it get awkward? Did they stop?
I just made sure to correct it, and they did not stop, and yes, it was a little awkward, but we never talked about it afterwards, so.
Fair enough. Sex skill that you are most proud of?
Eating pussy.
All right.
Yeah, I've got a strong jaw, and I can go for a very long time without stopping.
Amen. And hallelujah.
Yeah, I feel like I've really kind of mastered that.
Okay. Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
14 times.
You knew that number right off the bat. 14.
I've never broken it since, so that was...
Do you try?
That was high school.
Do you try to break it?
Yeah, I've tried, and I've gotten close. Okay. Like 9, but I don't know. My high school boyfriend was just a stud.
Okay.
And he came quickly, so, you know,
it's guys like repeat, nowadays... Like, keep going?
Are, yeah, he could...
I like the words like you can go and then you like need like a little downtime, but then you're ready to go again.
Yeah. I do... I prefer... Many times shorter sessions than like one ultra long session.
Okay.
You know,
have you ever had a partner that was too kinky for you?
Yeah.
What was his kink?
Really liked anal, but only in doggy and was really rough.
Mm.
And so I don't know. My asshole isn't like really made for that. Some girls love that.
I don't think anybody, but maybe I'm wrong.
And he was big and it was just like,
Bad
always in doggy, like we can't switch it up. And you know, to me, I didn't like it because he never looked at my face, you know, and it just
a plus.
Yeah, so that I didn't really love that very much.
Okay. Favorite time of day to have sex?
Morning, noon, and night.
She's ready to go all the time, private talk.
Yeah I do love it, like freshly showered, like right out the shower, and you don't even have to get ready and all that. That's so intimate to me that you don't need me to be, you know, all dolled up and you're ready and we're all super clean. I like that. I also really opposite like it right after the gym because it's like the opposite. You've got all the pheromones and your body is all like, warmed up and you're stretched and you can kind of...
I could see why Fit Check was in, why I was, what, you were in that movie.
So. Yeah, yeah.
I like it. All right, Lev, that is the rest of Truth with Texas. You passed with flying colors. I'm glad that you are super open and honest with us. Is there anything that you would like to ask Miss Texas before we get off the chair?
I don't have any questions because I already asked you some of them, but sure. I have really appreciated this. And I guess I do have one. Is this what you're planning on doing for the continuing of your career? Do you want to keep doing this? You like doing it?
For me, you know, I love my podcast. For me, I always make the joke, it's like I'm Dr. Texas without the PhD, with all the like experience, and like I love talking and getting to know people. I minored in sociology in college, so for me, it's, I really like to find kind of understanding the people, how you are and who you are in your business, like in your career and like where you're from and all those things. So for me, it just kind of stimulates me and elevates me to kind of keep going harder. And I love the guests that I've had, and I definitely want to continue it for sure.
And you're so easy to talk to, and it's nice to be open with you. So I think that it's a wonderful thing that you've chosen to do, because it's nice to have a platform where we can be open. There's so much censorship.
For sure. And I think also it's important to have someone, like for me, I feel like I can relate a lot because I've been in the adult industry. So for me, I feel like the hard questions that people may be like, oh, maybe it's kind of silly, I can make it kind of fun and lighthearted and get to know you a little bit different than most people would know you. So yeah. I think that it's a fun time. So I appreciate you for taking the time. Please let us know where we can support you, follow you, and all those great things.
Oh, okay, cool. OnlyFans is Serene Siren. X is Serene Siren X, same on Instagram, and TikTok is Serene Siren TV.
All right, there you go, Private Talk. Make sure you follow her. Make sure that you follow, subscribe, all those fun things to our channel, and until we meet again.
Yeah, see you guys.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.